Well, with budget negotiations in Lansing going down to the wire, Michigan residents could soon get a real-life lesson in just how much the state government touches their daily lives. With barely a week left to strike a deal and no clear plan for managing a shutdown, the stakes are high for everything from schools to public services. And joining us to talk about the latest negotiations and what's at risk is State Representative Ann Boland. Rep, good to have you back on JR Morning.
Well, thank you for having me.
We just got days left before October 1 is here. And so what's the mood inside the Capitol? Is there a sense that maybe a deal is within reach, or are we preparing for a shutdown?
Well, I will tell you that we're preparing for both. But I am pretty confident that we are going to work through this and we're going to get it done by September 30th and deliver, you know, what is a structurally balanced budget to the governor. That marks the priorities of people across the state of Michigan. It's everything that we've been fighting for through the House since January. Is it going to look like what the House budget was put out, you know, a few months ago? No. But I will tell you, we have put forth shutdown prevention plans that will fund a major portion of government, including schools, you know, our prisons, our state police, our veterans' homes. You know, I just hope that we can work together with the media to, you know, not have everybody freaking out using scare tactics.
I know you've watched many budget cycles in Lansing, Representative. How does this one compare to in terms of the urgency and the stakes involved?
Well, you know, it is very similar to what has happened in the past, yet it's very different. For one thing, this is the first time in, I think, over 40 years that you've had one chamber of one party, the other chamber another party, and the governor of another party, okay? So what we've been used to for a good portion of those years is that one party is the majority in the House and the Senate, and the governor's another one, right? So 2 years ago, it was a Democrat trifecta, and it was just they went on a spending spree, $9 billion in surplus, create a lot of new programs. It's simply not sustainable. It's not to say they weren't good programs, but honestly, we've seen general government grow 43% under Gretchen Whitmer, okay? And it is just not sustainable. My goal is to do the best for the most, make sure it's a responsible and sustainable budget. And, you know, I will work day and night to make that happen.
I think this is MLive here that has five possible scenarios. One's a shutdown. One's adopting a proposed plan, one is a compromise, one's a continuation, and one is the Republican shutdown prevention plan. If you're a betting person, which one of these scenarios do you think plays out here in a week?
Well, it really depends on how far we get through this week, right? You know, we've had our cards on the table for a very long time. Every time that any one of the people on our side from the House, whether it's a speaker, myself, staff, the budget director gets into a room, we take one step forward, two step back. And, you know, we really need to, I hope everybody is very serious about getting this done and delivering. And if we are, then we're going to see it get done. And so, you know, that will be what happened. But, you know, government works slow and, you know, every day brings a new surprise. So. But my goal is to get this done.
Yes. So Matt Hall, the speaker, said on Mackinac that he's cautiously optimistic that you're going to avoid a government shutdown. What's changed? What's been the focus here in the last couple of weeks?
Well, I think it's very similar to what you saw with when we did earn sick time, that it gets down to the 11th hour and then all of a sudden people get serious. And what I would say is I don't think it's the House getting serious. I think it's mainly the Senate. We followed their direction at their request. We put all of our cards on the table, and yet they still weren't willing to come, you know, back to the table in the summer months. So, I think that, nobody wants to see a government shutdown. You know, what are we fighting for? And that's value for the taxpayers. We want to make sure that, you know, public safety is protected, education is protected, we have our most vulnerable protected, and we're living within our means.
Speaking with State Representative Ann Boland here on JR Morning, K through 12 schools, you got public universities, community colleges, they're already operating without a final budget. What are you hearing from the educators and administrators about the financial strain that they're dealing with right now?
Well, it's interesting because you have to look at what the fiscal years are, okay? So you know, most of public education is running, you know, K through 12, they run on a July 1 fiscal year. So they're already into their new fiscal year. And so they're already waiting for a new budget to be adopted. And then by the time the payments go out with this first budget, it's really November. So I think everybody is, safe. They've got the resources they need. I understand the schools want to make their decisions. They have to go back and amend their budgets. But, you know, I think it's also time for them to reflect and, you know, what can they do to rein in the costs and make sure they're delivering? You know, why is it taking their projecting it takes 6 years to get out of a university? You know, our kids aren't prepared in K through 12. We're down at the bottom. I mean, this is not just the state legislature's problem. Like, this is rooted in how many of these things are functioning at their level. So hopefully, you know, this process will have everybody reflecting and, you know, come October 1, hopefully we'll have a new budget and we can sit down and really start planning for next year and looking at some real reforms and movement forward, not for our own, you know, personal fiefdoms, but actually doing the best for the most and overall looking at stuff. So we're looking at K through 12. Let's look at it for, you know, workforce development and how families can afford to stay and live in Michigan, you know, not just, you know, up to K through 12.
Right.
The union for the state employees say that they haven't been notified on what's going to happen next week. I'm sure that the lawmakers don't know what's going to happen next week, but the employees were notified at this point at other times of government shutdowns in 07, 09, and 2019.
Well, as I understand it, number one, it's not the legislature's responsibility. So, you know, I'm not completely familiar with it. But as I understand it, that it does have something to do with the Civil Service Commission notification and then also union contract notification. And so that's left up to the governor and the state budget office. But I'm confident that they're complying with whatever the agreement or law is.
What are the non-negotiables for Republicans here? Because, yes, you've got the majority in the House, but you're not necessarily in the driver's seat because Democrats have the Senate and the governor's seat. So what are the non-negotiables for you?
Well, we're, you know, we're one leg of the stool, as you said. I mean, we want a budget that makes sure that it's less spending and that it's fiscally, it's sustainable and it's structurally balanced, number one. Number two is public safety, education, value for the Michigan taxpayers. Everybody wants to live in a safe community. They want their kids to learn at school. They want an economic climate that allows people to prosper. And we have a lot of challenges ahead of us. We have an aging population. People aren't moving to Michigan. We have to return Michigan to prosperity, and that's going to take a lot of work. But if we put the people first and the taxpayers first and make sure that we're putting public safety, education, infrastructure, fixing the damn roads, value for the taxpayers, it will be a solid budget, a good budget.
And what's your message, Representative, to Michigan families, you know, watching these negotiations and worrying about October 1?
Well, hang tight. Have faith in us. We are trying to deliver for them. We're working on their behalf and know that we are working hard. I think that what people will see that state government has grown over 40%, 43%. And I don't think that the delivery of services and quality has increased by 43%. So if we're pushing for cuts, it's to make Michigan better. And I don't think people will miss a beat if we make some cuts.
All right. State Representative Ann Boland, we always appreciate you coming on. Thank you so much.
Thank you for having me. Have a great day.
You as well. And coming up, let's talk some Halloween costumes and cost. You guys really, really are. I've seen some of those Halloween
We're
costumes.
In the thick of it.
You guys are really in it. So let's talk more about
and you
it
need
coming
multiple.
Up. Coming up next.